Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Embodied Hope, a theological meditation on pain and suffering by Kelly M. Capick. Narrated by Adam Verner. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. Psalm 22, verse 14. A necessary prelude. She didn't just tell me. I was at home with the kids, and she was at the grocery store. The kids played, I messed about the house, picking things up and preparing for dinner. But then, out of nowhere, I was struck with a deep panic. Something was wrong. Suddenly, I felt that Tabitha had been gone a bit too long, and I was overcome with strange fears. We had been seeing doctors and going through exams, but for whatever reason, at that moment these were not the things that came to mind. I tried calling her phone. No answer. I texted. Nothing. Called again. Nothing. My initial fears grew exponentially, and without explanation, I told my 3-year-old daughter and 5-year-old son, "Get in the car. Hurry." We started to rush down Lookout Mountain. I knew I would find her car wrecked and thrown from the road and her life in great jeopardy. As I sped down, I held my breath at every bend, waiting to see the ambulances, to hear the sirens, and to smell the smoke. But then, halfway down the mountain, I saw her driving up in our other car. She gently waved and pointed back up. A deep relief swept over my body. She was okay. No accident. As soon as I could, I turned our car around and headed home. After the fear that had gripped me, I was surprised and relieved to find her calm. We ate a nice little meal, and then she sent the kids off to play in a different part of the house. Sitting me down, she waited till then to tell me the news. She had received the call, and the doctor confirmed she had cancer. While she had been sitting alone in the parking lot of the grocery store with the doctor's voice in her ear, it had started to lightly rain, as if the gentle tears of God were falling upon her. She had waited, learning long ago a truth she has often repeated to me. It is always better to tell someone hard things after they have eaten. Well, she had held it together and cared for the family, but now it was time to face reality. Our lives were forever changed. Cancer had infiltrated our family and stricken my wife. There we sat, with no answers, not even much energy for questions, just the first waves of grief at what all this would mean. Something terrible had happened on June 9th, 2008. It wasn't a car accident, but it did feel like a massive pile of wreckage was threatening to crush us under its weight. After cancer was detected, I watched my wife courageously and gracefully go through the diagnosis, the surgeries, and the treatments that followed. She would add that she did it imperfectly. Even as I watched her, I was unprepared for the weight of that watching, for the weight of walking beside a suffering one. Eventually, she was declared cancer-free. That does not mean scar-free or unchanged, but we were thankful. She returned to more normal patterns, actively centering our family, ably engaging in her role at an international humanitarian.